He has authority to a certain extent. But there are times when the traffic warden says stop, and people still say, that's all. I beg you, John. Exodus 20. You will have no other God beside me. You have to listen to the message like this. Amen. We are here to pray. And sometimes when you pray, you lose your voice. And that's fine. Because you get it back. Hallelujah. You get it back. The result is what must live with you. If you can set my sound to be better, that'll be fine. The result is what must live with you. Your voice can go. And so, God told Moses, you will have no other God beside me. And we said, that is the first commandment. Thank you. No other God. So we began to look at the life of Jesus. And we saw that the devil came to him. And he was seeking to nullify that first commandment. Bow, and I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. And don't forget the direction we were going. I said, is it everybody that the devil needs to bow? Can you hear me? Okay, good. Can you hear me? Oh, good. So we're fine. The devil is not going to come to everybody and say, bow. If he showed them the glory of the world, and he said, bow. If you will fall and worship me, I'll give it to you. We said, some people will bow, but some are already, thank you, some are already bent. You will not bend. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's for all of us. Including me. That's why you must pray. Are you listening to me? If you will fall down and worship me. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew. Matthew chapter 4. Verse 8. Again, the devil takes him up to an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, nah, you will worship the Lord your God, and him alone you will serve. So we said, it's not everyone that they are bowing matters. Some of the things that you have on your prayer point, which they are legitimate things. Oh Lord, I want to pay my rent. That's legitimate. Amen. I said you want to sleep under a bridge. That's a legitimate need. But what if someone offers you a 5-bedroom, fully detached duplex? Will you bow? Those of you that studied marine and fishery and botany, did not choose it. Amen. What did I say? You did not choose it. And you know it. Amen. You wanted something else. But because you were desperate, nobody wakes up and says, today, I want to study fish. Why? Why? You eat fish. You don't study it. Amen. You already know all you need to know about fish. Head, fin, tail. Hallelujah. Kilo to study. I said you want to study how to make pepper soup. Hallelujah. My voice is gone. My humor is not. Being desperate can make people choose wrongly. I'm not saying you chose wrongly. Amen. You will prosper. In that field, you will prosper. But what I'm saying is, sometimes, what is top of your list can be answered by the devil. So you are careful. Like I said, if you get what you want, will you want what you get? If you get what you want, will you want what you get? It's funny that I sound this way. It's so, so funny. Why Jesus? We said, the devil is not going to ask everybody to bow. So, why Jesus? Why? Why not some random person on the streets of Jerusalem? Why is it Jesus? Why is it Jesus that has to bow? And I told you yesterday, I said, even the devil wants quality. Right? Remember, even the devil wants quality. How much more God? Whatever God cannot use you for, even the devil rejects you for it. He said, but this one, this one, I couldn't walk. See, I'm useful. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my value is on the increase. You observe the book of Daniel. The king had a choice. He said, give me the sons of Hebrew that are smart, that are quick to learn. See, even the devil wants quality. Esther got to the king's palace. Not because she prayed. It's because she was fine. It was said of Esther, her skin was glowing. Skin care, right? Amen. Oh, King Wei. But over she Esther. Go possible. Oh, King Lobotis, pray. But over she Esther. Put some value. I'm not even talking physically now. Just make yourself valuable. That's the only way God can use you. There are people that both God and the devil find them unimportant. That's not you. Both God, demons, devil, everybody. They are just looking at them and say, just there. I will be of importance to God. And I say that not just in the church. Because there's this thinking that the people who are important in church are people who have jobs. So it's when people lose their jobs, they will not be active for God. You will be in every department. You will sweep. You will sing. You will set mic. Why? No job. No, being useful for God goes beyond the four walls of the church. In your career, God needs you there. Are you listening to me? Can you hear me well? You see, in your career, God needs you there. You're a nurse, God needs you there. You're an engineer, God needs you. You're a medical doctor, God needs you. Agency banking, God needs you. Amen. God needs you. And I'm available. It's beyond the four walls of the church. Ministry starts in the church, but it spreads into all fields. Listen to me. For God to do anything, he needed Mordecai to pray, but he needed Esther in the palace. Are you listening to me? He needed Mordecai to pray, but he also needed Esther where? In the palace. It works together. What do you mean? There are things that will not happen in the ministry if we don't take it beyond the walls of the church into the world. See, when Jesus was crucified and he was taken down from that cross, the highest Peter could do, the highest Mary Magdalene could do, was to cry. God needed a Joseph Arimathea to step up and say, you know what? Give me the body. Are you getting what I'm saying? God needed a Joseph Arimathea, who was a politician, to step up and say, can I have Jesus' body? Ministry is not just sitting down in the church. You must take that Holy Ghost and take it to the world. Are you listening to me? God needed Moses. He needed Moses in that palace. See, there was no one that would rise from Israel. They have been there for 400 years. No one was going to rise from Israel and save them. It had to be someone who was going to be bold enough to look at Pharaoh and say, let's go. So, you are saying that ministry is beyond the four walls of the church. Amen. It's beyond. I said it's beyond. I didn't say praise the Lord. Sorry. We'll get better. Hallelujah. You will be of value. You will be of value. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because God needs value. I told you that this teaching is meant to do two things. Okay? To make you the kind of person whose bowing matters. And also to teach you to what? Stand. You will stand. Amen. So God needs you. In your field. You are in the IT. You are in the media. God needs you there. You are in education. God needs you there. There's a role for you. Because the quality of the person matters. When we're younger, we used to play ball, street ball. And sometimes, the fact that you brought the ball does not mean you will play. You know what I'm talking about? You know those are ball children? Picky. You know, poor man picking is a robber. Big man picking is picky. Amen. So picky brings ball. And we say, I choose you. I choose you. You come to my team. You come to my team. And they will leave Biggie out. Because Biggie cannot play ball. Amen. Even though Biggie is the owner of the ball, he can't play. The person matters. God can give you all the prophecy. If you don't build yourself to walk in it, nothing will happen. If you see a chessboard, all the pieces are colored the same. All the pieces yes or no? I mean, all the pieces on my own side. Plastics, same color, but you'll be stupid to think they're not different. This is not checkers. This is chess. They are different in value. There are people you take out of the game, nothing changes. And there are people you say, checkmate, and the game is done. There are pieces. When you say, this one is captured, the game is over. Value. Value matters to God. He wants to build you to the kind of person whose bowing matters. You are increasing. He wants to build you to that kind of person whose bowing matters. That's what he wants to do. And he will do it with your life. That's why the devil came to Jesus, not Judas. Judas was already bending over. We need Christians that will stand as quality for God's kingdom. They will be quality. I'm not saying quality Christians. I'm saying the value of their living is of the highest level. Are you listening to me? And this is done by the Spirit. It's not by money. It's by elevating yourself to that status. We need it. And we will be it. I will matter. I will matter. I will matter. I will not just be there. You look at the book of Jonah. Jonah went to Nineveh eventually. But do you know why Nineveh repented? Not because Jonah went there. Not because the people were remorseful. It's because the king, listen to him, the king was repentant and he said, we are going to fast. We must have access to kings. You can speak to those in authority, but don't lose relationship with kings. There are things that will only happen because someone in authority spoke. Glorious House Church, listen to me. We must build ourselves to matter. Are you with me? You can say anything you want about the world. Oh, the media is corrupt. Oh, people post nonsense now. If people are posting nonsense, we must start posting the right thing. That's why the message of the gospel, we must now put it on that YouTube. Amen. If the world is getting numbers, get yours. Get your own views. Hallelujah. If someone is going to set up a camera and they are doing nonsense, set up your own camera and you say, Jesus rose from the dead. We must matter. That is the only way God can use us. You must add value in the place of prayer and consecration. You must seek to be built up. Are you with me this morning? Build proper value so that God can use you. See the truth? God does not use mediocrity. Build proper value in your spiritual life, in your career. Build value. Build yourself up. Don't bow to the devil. If you bow, it will make you useless. I told you yesterday, right? Huh? He is the father of lies. There is nothing the devil wants to offer. Look at everyone he used in the scripture. They became useless. Pharaoh, the devil built him up for destruction. What power? Let my people go. He said, to where? I am packing. Let my people go. Number two. He said, not like life, not under my watch. He said, over my dead body. And the body died. He did it to Herod. Herod felt power day. There is nothing in bowing to the devil. Take your stand. Don't sit on the fence. I told you, if you sit on the fence, no. Neither party can help you. Don't sit on the fence. No one can help you on the fence. Oh Lord God, help me. Use me for your glory. I submit myself to be used by you. So the devil came to him and said, bow, and I'll give you all the kingdoms, all the glory in them. The question is, will you bow? Thank you. Will you?
No.
No, I won't. I will stand. You see, God raised Samson. Value. Gave him something. Samson was not just ordinary. The guy was built. Do you know what it means to carry the gates of a city? Some of you cannot carry dumbbell, 2 kg. You start panting. Dumbbell. But you have all the gym clothes. You have the belt, the waist trainer. You have bottle. But you cannot carry anything. Only God raised Samson. But he started bending. He started bending over. Let me tell you what bending over looks like. Samson told his parents, you can't choose for me. He said, don't go to the Philistines. Don't choose a wife from the Philistines. Samson said, that's exactly where I'm going to. They are fine. And they know how to cook. Tofunoron. Samson Tofunoron. He said, they are very pretty. And Philistines, they take care of their husband, though. Samson rejected the voice of covering. Let me tell you, God placed a cover over you. There are people that will talk and nothing will go wrong with you. Let me say this again. There are people that if they say, I don't know anything about it, you are in trouble. Sometimes it's parents. Sometimes, oftentimes it's pastors. Sometimes they're just mentors. But you will recognize it that this person is a cover. And they say, I don't really know anything about him any longer. You are in trouble. That exactly. So what was the first thing? The devil succeeded with Samson. He took away the cover. You will not be exposed. Yeah. He took away the cover. So that makes it easy for Delilah to come in. That makes it easy for him to bow. So for Delilah to succeed, Samson must first be bent. Bow, and I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. But bowing does not just go 100%. A man bends first. You will not be bent.
Amen.
I see God making you solid.
Amen.
I see him building you to stand.
Amen.
God needed Samson. And he needed him not to bow. God needed Samson. Like he needs you in your field. Like he needs you in his church. God needed something. The Philistines were there. With shouts of war. They were there. But Samson bowed. Can you pray for yourself? Why is he sitting now? Pray for yourself. I will not bow. I will not be bent over. Amen. See, I'll start to close. Pray for me. In every field, we need to start taking ministry serious. In every field. If you're in the media, start asking God, what will you have me do? If you're a student, start asking God, what will you have me do here? You are not just in school to read and pass. But you must read and pass. Amen? Amen? Amen. I promised those who finish with first class. How much? 200,000 naira. I still stand by it. They are trying to make it 500,000. It's 200, I said. If you like, 20 people to 200,000 each. Because in this church, nobody's going to praise you because you can pray or you fail exam. You know, I tell you, don't worry. Spiritual is all that matters. Only your good. Do I look like a failure? No, sir. I'm not. That's because I'm not. Not to boast. I am not failing anywhere in life. And you will not fail too. And those who are already failing, you will rise. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God orchestrated it. Chaos happened. They were killing people. Moses found himself in the palace just so that one day he can rescue the entire nation. Even if God still has to spend 80 years to train him. Imagine someone who did not grow up in the palace. It will take about 400 years to train the person. Have a role to play. That's why you must build up spiritual strength. That's why you must build up supernatural standing. You can't be mediocre. Your prayer life cannot be a mediocre. That's bending already. Are you listening to me? want to be doing is listening to pastor on YouTube. YouTube go. YouTube. What are you doing for God's kingdom? Are you standing at all? Like I told you yesterday night, there's a limit to what a natural man can achieve. Because you get to some point, it is controlled by the spiritual. How do you know what I'm talking about? If you have been at the upper echelons, in corporate, you will know what I'm talking about. Someone sent me a video some months ago. Two politicians. No, a politician and a musician. Who is partly politician. And they now circled their handshake. They zoomed in and said, and they were shaking one funny. The handshake lasted for like seconds. Normal handshake is normal handshake. Right? Cool. They did. And he said, what does that mean? I said, do I look like I'm one of them? They were the very old fool. Which one, what does that mean? It means the cross. Okay. What does that mean? I said, you expect that they are up without something. So let's be easy. You see him at a retreat. You don't see him at retreat. You don't see him at redemption camp. You don't see him in experience. Even Esther Carroll, it is in there. And you think it just rose up to that level without anything. People are backing. You know the good news? Their backing can fail, but Jesus does not. That's the good news. The good news is you can stand with Jesus and be sure that no contrary wind can blow you out. Some of them, you just take a little fight, someone will do something. You say terminal sickness. He has gone. Don't try that with me. We will be here until the Lord says you're done. Amen. I will be here. What? If you think you have heard me preach, you have just started. Hallelujah. I still have hundreds of thousands of sermons to preach. And whether you like it or not, what God? Amen. Watch again. What God? Your ears will be blocked. You will listen to those sounds. Nothing can blow out our lights. You see, what I just said now. If someone else says it, you'll be checked off. Cho, is this you? Bro, is this the dog? But I tell you like this. Someone will check, they will check it. He said, no, nothing can blow out his light. I say it again. Nothing can blow out my light. Nothing. I'm endowed with the Spirit of the Lord. The power of the Lord is my advantage. The Holy Ghost is my advantage. Tongues is my advantage. Tongues. You are going to do the will of God. I told you before. Every believer is the same one. Every believer is in Christ. But power is different. Did I not explain that to you yesterday? Amen. Don't be like that. Thank you. were in the queue that night. And some police were raiding some boys. Remember that night? And they came to me. And I said, "You are who? Who are you talking to?" "Me." I looked like all these ones they are carrying. I said, "I'm having a discussion with them. And you are intruding my privacy right now. So if you don't mind, leave this place. So, leave. I'm about to talk." Number one, that's because I'm innocent. Amen. Number two, I don't fear you. But if the chief of defense staff, if the chief of defense staff say, "You should not hold service in our church auditorium." Bro, we will have to find another hall for now, because we'll write letter. Amen. We'll write letter to confirm why they are saying that. Because there is what? Power. Why do people fear bandits? We fear bandits. It's not like you are strong. Amen. There's no even authority like that. But you know that Kolokolo only shoot anyhow. Hallelujah. Nothing to do with what? For you, kept by the power of God. No evil force you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, 2026, you are kept and preserved. Yes. Speak on the authority of the Holy Spirit. And I say, no plague, no destruction, no evil happening comes close to you. Your travelings are preserved. Your going out and your coming in is safe. I say it again. 365 days. 2026. You will not cry. So there is power. Don't bend over. When you start bending, you start losing power. You start going from being a queen, just to being a knight, to being a bishop, to being a rook, to being a pawn. Listen to me. Watch out for patterns. Watch out for what? Patterns. Things that you discover that when this thing happens, or when this person comes around, it looks like I lose some form of standing. You get what I'm saying? People and situations that look like every time they happen, you lose some form of standing. Watch out and exit. Did you hear what I just said? Watch out and what? Exit. Listen to me, church. Every fence that you cannot walk out from is a prison. Every fence you cannot walk out from is a what? Because the best fences have gates. They have gates. use the gate. One of the things we are going to be praying about will be against engineered relationships by the devil. See, the devil can engineer relationships to destroy a man. What did Jonathan do? Not the president, the son of Saul. Jonathan did not do anything. Yet, he died like Saul. Just because he didn't use the gate. That's what they call collateral damage. You will not be a collateral damage. There was a boy like that in Oyo some years ago. I don't know, something happened around Moro. And I think some cultists were clashing. This guy knows nothing about it. He was his friend, which he didn't know that the friend was actually in a cult. And they said, he must also be there because they are close. He must also be there. It was after he had been killed that he didn't say, he's not there. Collateral damage. You will prefer to pray. Amen. What is in a year? Many things. Many things. But we can put it in God's hands. I don't want you to live in any form of fear. David said, let no man say, my heart is faint. Don't live in any form of fear. You are above that. Take authority and get power. You have seen the difference, have you? Take authority and what? Power comes in the place of prayer. No other place. You can't preach yourself into power. Yeah? You can't preach yourself into walking in power. It's either you get it from God in the place of prayer, or you get it from the devil. And if you say you want to go the devil route, it will not work for you. Say amen. See, anytime you are close to exiting God's fence, He will close the gate. See, you will not succeed in going astray. Like that prayer, eh? You will not succeed in going astray. Your journey is in the light. Mistake. Then it means there are several others that did not get pregnant. feet now. Thank God for that. But what happened was that he was checked. Sister, I know you are fervent. But you can be checked with lust. It is possible. And if you don't have spiritual stamina, you will fall like a pack of cards. But you won't fall. They check some people with sicknesses. That's why I say pray to build stamina. Are you listening to me? Church says, building on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Paul will tell the church in Ephesus. He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He says, so that on that day you may stand. There is no other way to build stamina than prayer. That means you will pray, your voice will go. You will pray, you will get tired, and you continue praying. I like to pray, but sometimes I get tired. When you get tired, that's when you have started. Physical strength must go to build spiritual strength. One must give way first. See, lose your voice and gain a spread with your voice. You know what I'm saying now? One first lose it. Jesus says, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it cannot grow. It cannot bring forth fruit. Something has to die. And I may not be aware of the traps of the enemy. I may not be aware of what the devil has in stock. I may not be aware of what the world has in stock. But I can build stamina. Right? I said the only way to build it is in prayer. Let your feet ache. Let your knees ache. Let your back ache. Wednesday, you will get out of this place. That is the max. I'm not staying there beyond Wednesday, even if you want to stay. You get that? You go. You will chop chicken. You will do Christmas. For you will know, I have gained stamina. You will know, I have put it in God's hands. So I scared you earlier. I said, after this session, go and pray. I was kidding. It's a prank. Nobody will see your faces. But we'll pray nevertheless. Amen. Your prayer crew retreat. If there's no prayer, there's nothing we came to do here. Amen. They will tell you anytime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight we pray. But while we're getting ready for that, we must build stamina. Jesus, make me valuable. My power will matter. So, two prayers, right? Build me to the kind of person you can use. There are people the devil does not even target at all, because there is nothing that's coming out from them. Absolutely nothing. But see, Paul, hey, from prison to prison, from prison to vipers. That is the kind of person the devil has recognized. If you are not going to bow, Then we might as well fight. And I love to fight. Eh? I'm not a coward in the fight. How can I be afraid of someone who is already defeated? How can I be afraid of someone who is already defeated? Imagine a police that has been retrenched. He has been sacked, maybe because of something. Then he comes to your house and he arrests you. And he takes you somewhere. And I say, please now. And I say, oh yeah, bring 500,000. You just need to know that he has no power nor authority. That's all you need to know. What makes you sensitive to that is prayer. See, when you pray, you pick things fast. You know what's going on. You pick things fast. What gets others scared? You look at him and say, you'll be alright. Amen. Some like get others weeping and crying. They're not certain of what's next. You look at them and say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus Lord will be fine. We go there. All right. Many a times, people ask me different things. And I say, I'm not really bothered about this. I'm not really bothered about that. I'll be fine. Why? Why do you think it's easy to say that? That's not enough to push me. You want to start fabricating news about our ministry? Not today. Amen. If nobody fabricates any bad news about you, and they don't try to pull something on your leg, then you're not doing anything. They don't consider you threat enough to cause any change. Now you know that you are starting to matter. You start hearing things about yourself. That means the first time you are hearing it too. Someone in the name of painting me in a bad light said that I am against marriage and relationships. That here you go. I don't like love. Now people should be aware of me. Another one said, I'm a love preacher. Whatever that means. That I like, that all I do just is pray. That we pray in tongues too much. So I told the man, I came to tell me, I said, you want an email? Since you have the email, go and tell him that even that prayer, we have not started. When you reach your turn, carry calabash. Amen. When you reach your own turn, start saying, me is tongues I know. Me is Jesus. This Jesus, that's what I know. I like that song. This Jesus that I know is enough for me. You can go and have idols. I don't need that one. That's the point. Someone said, all these young pastors. Wait. So I said, did you say that to spite me? Me? I'm 16. Next 5 years. I will still be 16. I mean, you want to use young ministers fight. I want to be young. Sorry, I don't take it as an insult to say young pastor. I was 14 when they started calling me young evangelist. I'm used to it. That's already about 2 decades. Probably more. I'm used to it. Who's a young pastor, young evangelist? I like it. I want to be young. You, old prophets. And we know what ends old prophets. Nobody will tell you. You may find out or not. You must build something. Something that the devil can attack. You know why you must not be afraid of the attack? He can't win. You get it? He can't win. Let me tell you now. If you stay with Jesus, he can't win. You not get it? He's not asking. The only thing he will try. You know what David called it? He said, in the shadows of death. If I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's not dead. He's the shadow. He has no capacity to hurt you. Just don't bend. Okay. When Jesus rejected his offer, what happened? Miracles. He can do nada. Or food to fete. He had a lesson. He can do nothing. The way we base the devil in this part of the world, sometimes I try to figure it out. And people are scared. You must take that away. I said it. That in this part of the world, there is something in us that believes that a curse is greater than a blessing. If someone said, God bless you, just say amen. And you forget the next day. You don't forget that person said, God bless you. But if someone calls you now and say, before the end of the year, I stood naked in the middle of the night. And I said, before the end of the year, so will happen to you. You will start fasting and praying. Because somewhere you believe the cause is stronger than the blessing. What's not true? Are you getting me? Stop overhyping the devil. You know the best way to put him in his place? Stand. What I say? Stand. Just stand. Stand. Don't bend. But standing is not by power and by might. It's by the Spirit. It's not by agility. It's not by macho man. You stand by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why we pray. Are you ready to pray now? Now pray. There's no prayer. There is no prayer point in retreat. You just pray. Raise your voice. Oh, feet are ground. The road is shaped in the body. I take it up.